Connor blinked and took in his surroundings, but there wasn't really anything to take in. All around him was white, undifferentiated, unbroken, perfectly lit from nowhere in particular. He cast no shadow, felt no breeze, had no sense of depth perception to walls he couldn't tell apart from infinity. The only sensation of being in a place at all was the floor pressing against the soles of his shoes. Also white. Everything Connor wore was pure, bleached to within an inch of its life white. He must have looked like a mental patient or an extra in a movie trying to portray heaven on a budget. Actually, that sobering thought came with a worry. Was he either dead or insane? The last thing he remembered was taking the throne as the Mountain Lord. Had the game glitched out on him? Was he back at the beginning? That was a whole new level of bullshit, if so. Before real panic set in, a triumphant orchestral score rose from the nothingness all around him, and words appeared, floating just out of reach. Same as before, they were a work of artistry by someone who'd taken a lot of time. "Welcome to Spire of Fate." Connor's heart sank. He had been booted back to the start. Screw this pre-release buggy crap. Aside from the odd interaction here or there, Spire of Fate had seemed reasonably stable. Then, in smaller lettering, though no less fancy, was the subtitle. Closed Alpha. What? Couldn't those bastards at Anachronism Interactive have waited till tomorrow if the Alpha was coming in hot? A scroll appeared, this time within easy reach, floating just in front of Connor. The parchment frayed at the edges and glowed a soft golden radiance that actually warmed him inside. It had the effect of smelling fresh cookies or drinking a hot coffee on a cold morning. At the top, it read, "Player Conduct Agreement." Knowing that his time in the simulated environment would probably wrap up once Kelly realized he'd been booted out, Connor figured out how to advance the text by physically rolling up the scroll from one roller to the next. He wasn't reading it, per se, or even trying to skim it, but a few words and phrases snuck into his mind as the scroll paused in its jerky advances. No verbal or physical harassment of fellow players. Yeah, no problem. Players undergoing psychiatric treatment for yada yada. Check with your shrink before stuffing yourself into a simulated world if you're on meds for doing the same thing without a computer. Revealing personal information is prohibited, as is sharing real-world information about others. No doxing. Duh. Connor got to the end and found a checkbox to agree. He tapped it instantly. The soundtrack, which looped as he made his way through the scroll, rose to a crescendo. The scroll faded out, and a familiar UI populated the periphery of his vision. All his old commands from the start of last game were right where he expected them, though someone had done a graphical design pass on the icons, giving them a little more character. In the lower right, he found the hamburger button for the main menu. Help. System. Options. Log out. Begin game. For old times, Connor hit help. A message popped up. Detailed help is available within Spire of Fate. Please select Begin Game to proceed. Fine, whatever. Connor tapped Begin Game. A mirror appeared, full length. He looked like himself, and the graphics had improved to where he looked like a grainy picture of himself from an older cell phone. Connor reached out and touched the face, bringing up the character customizer. Eyes, ears, nose, cheeks, hair, reset. Realizing that he wasn't here trying to create a character, Connor was nonetheless sucked in by the process. There was just something deeply satisfying about making characters, and it bugged him just a little that this one looked exactly like him. On the assumption that whether it was now or after a break for real life, he'd be playing this character a while, so he spent a little time tweaking. If Kelly wanted him out before he was done, so be it. For now, Connor tweaked